with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's too early to know whether President Trump will resort to military force over Iran's nuclear program. Senator Tom Cotton told the Salem Radio Network this week the president's position on Iran has remained consistent.
We cannot tolerate a nuclear Iran. For that matter, we can't tolerate a nuclear Iran that is armed with thousands of ballistic missiles that can target not just our troops in the region, but also our friends in the region and much of the civilized world. And finally, we can't tolerate fanatical, revolutionary, theocratic regime that supports terrorists like Hamas and Hezbollah and others that have the blood of thousands of Americans on their hands.
In the wake of the Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs, economist Steve Moore says he believes the president will find a workaround.
He sounded pretty confident that he will find a way to make these tariffs legal so that they can he can go forth.
And in the wake of that ruling, the markets were steady yesterday. The Dow actually gained 230 points by the closing bell. The NASDAQ was up 203. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire advises caution as files related to convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein are being released.
Just because a name is in the Epstein files does not equate to guilt. And there are a lot of people who are jumping all the way to the assumption that if your name is in the Epstein files, you yourself have done something wrong.
President Trump's approval rating hits 50% in one new survey. We get the numbers, a closer look at them from correspondent Bill Alexander.
An Insider Advantage national survey of 800 likely voters conducted February 17th through 18th utilizing mixed mode text panel shows Donald Trump's approval rating basically mirroring or slightly above the national popular vote results in the election of November 2024.
That's Bill Alexander reporting, and this is SRN News. There's some more bad news about America's young adults, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
We already know they are less inclined to get married and are having fewer kids, so perhaps it should come as no surprise that they are dating less. A new poll released by the Institute for Family Studies finds that well over two-thirds of young adults rarely or never go on a date. The primary reason is money. Most of them don't have enough. But there's also been a rapid rise in social anxiety and an obsession with what the digital world can offer. Michael Harrington reporting.
The former U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom is issuing a warning. Testifying before a congressional committee this month, Sam Brownback said that China is leading a surge in persecution around the world. He pointed to Beijing's sale of surveillance technology to dictators in Asia and Africa who use those devices to restrict religious freedom. Brownback says there's an alliance of nations that see religious freedom as a threat. This is SRN News. New safety standards for those wishing to qualify for a commercial driver's license.
All truckers and bus drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license tests in English as the Trump administration expands its aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get unqualified drivers off the road. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the latest effort Friday to ensure that drivers understand English well enough to read road signs and communicate with law enforcement officers. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump says he is imposing a temporary global tariff of 10% after his far-reaching tariff regimen was struck down by the Supreme Court on Friday. The court handed him a stinging loss on an issue he sees as crucial to his economic agenda. The president says he's absolutely ashamed of the justices who voted to strike down the tariffs. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.